In 1974, the University of California, Berkeley established a program for teachers called the Bay Area Writing Project. In just 2 years, it expanded to 14 sites in 6 states. That was the beginning of the National Writing Project. Now, the University of West Florida has become one of the project's newest sites. WUWF's Bob Barrett has more.
We were awarded a dot on the map for the National Writing Project in October when we had our site visit from the national office.
Dr. Susan James is assistant professor in the Department of Teacher Education and Educational Leadership at UWF. She's also the driving force behind the National Writing Project coming to the university.
We have close to 190 universities around the United States. We've gone overseas to Malta. That's our latest site. So there are a lot of sites throughout the United States, but there are only 4 in the state of Florida, and we are the first in the panhandle.
In fact, before UWF signed on, the closest site to Pensacola had been in Tampa. Susan James says getting universities involved in the project is the key to its success.
The Writing Project is a national project that uses universities as an anchor. What it does is it provides professional development for teachers and allows teachers to learn the pedagogy behind teaching writing and get that expertise underneath their belts. And then it allows them to become leaders in their community to teach other teachers what they've learned.
Dr. James has some experience with the project. She was a National Writing Project Fellow in 1992 in Broward County and has been through the training.
I went into the schools and I realized that I was not prepared to teach writing. I was working with a very diverse group of students, you know, students that were coming from other countries. And because of that diversity and because of our low socioeconomic status in that area, I knew that I needed more tools to be able to give them what they needed. And so when I attended the National Writing Project and I went through the Summer Institute, what I gained from that professional development was quite honestly the most impressive professional development that I had ever received. And because I moved around the country teaching, this was the one professional development that I had that I felt worked at every grade level in every school that I came in contact with.
For a university to become a site for the National Writing Project, they must first show a need for the training in the community.
And we here in Pensacola definitely have a strong need for that. We've seen, you know, at the district level that writing scores are not where we want them to be. And so partnering with Escambia County, we made the decision to write a proposal to become part of the National Writing Project.
Once a university becomes a National Writing Project site, teachers from the area are recruited for the training program.
Basically, that involves putting on a 3-week seminar during the summer for the teachers, an institute. They call it the Institute. And that's 70 hours worth of instruction for the teachers. The teachers are becoming very comfortable with writing themselves, and then they are learning how to facilitate that for their students.
So far, Escambia County is the only local district participating in the project. Superintendent Malcolm Thomas is pleased with the results.
It's about that professional development. It's about taking good teachers and trying to hone their craft so that they could become much more effective. We know that writing is one of those fundamental skills that is going to carry you far in life. And so you can't get too good at that. And so to create this lab situation where we provide professional development for teachers that are ultimately then going to go back and instruct and impact our students and their ability to communicate in writing, very positive. And the fact that the university would be our partner with it, that was just like icing on the top. So it's been a great partnership. Very pleased with the results to this point, and look for that to last many years to come.
There have been talks with Santa Rosa County about joining the project in the future. There is no cost to the district or the teachers who participate in the National Writing Project. Susan James says funding will always be an issue.
I was very fortunate this past year. We had donors within the community that provided funding in order to purchase books and to purchase the supplies. And the community really rallied around this. You know, we had businesses that would provide lunch for the teachers or provide supplies for the teachers. This year, I have been awarded a Florida Fellows Grant through sponsored research here on campus. And through that that, they are providing some funding for these types of supplies as well. So this next summer will be covered, but it'll be a constant, you know, chasing for that funding to keep it going.
The next training session for the National Running Project will be this summer at UWF and will expand to include teachers in grades K through 12. Bob Barrett, WUWF News.